So moving back here, we've got a couple of maps, different ways of using existing information to start looking at and understanding better consciousness. We know how important that is. We know that there are a wide variety of fisheries that all have different places where they operate, and that is shown by some of these maps. If you're a scalloper, take a look at this map. That will be a little bit different than if you are ground fishing. Some overlap, but you'll see some patterns that start to emerge. A lot of caveats and limitations with this type of information. So, for example, if you're looking at these maps of scallops or ground fish, let's say, all this is really telling you is where vessels went. It's not necessarily telling you where they fish. They may be in transit, they may be starting their catch, they're running their business. Certainly you can see some areas where you can imagine that what they're doing in their fishing. And it's that kind of conversation that we've been having with the fishing industry and other managers and scientists, taking these types of maps, putting them on a table and saying, so what do you think? Is this accurately portraying, you know, your business? And the response to that has been, you know, in general, yeah, fairly well, but you've got some limitations. And certainly, going to the point that Betsy was making before, this is looking a little bit backward in time, because that's the data we have available. We know things are going to change. So part of the conversation going forward is to maybe try to get a better handle on how things may change in the future, because these maps, as we talked about last night and elsewhere quite a bit, these maps are somewhat static. And so you need to be a little careful when you're interpreting these maps, because it is such a dynamic system that we're dealing with that point. We have another project that's underway that is, if you accept that, a lot of what we've been just looking at is really talking about human activities out on the water. We also need to understand, you know, species, their habitats, the ecosystem out there. So we have a project right now that's starting to get into things like, how can we start making sense of areas that are used more commonly by North Atlantic right whales, or fish species, or sea surface chlorophyll A concentration, which may be a measurement of indirectly primary productivity. Basic elements of looking at and understanding better the system that we all have, that we're all part of, that is out there. A lot of interest, a lot of hard work having to go into this. I have no idea how Nick has done what he's managed to do, and even just getting to this point. We have more work to do on this. When folks come and look at this map, a couple of questions specifically that we're interested in, you'll see different ways of portraying some of this data. I think that's really important. There is uncertainty with some of this data. Things are changing. Some areas we have studied more than others. How do you represent that? How do you portray that? How does that come across clearly? It's that kind of conversation with this type of information and others that happen. And then finally, there's a map over here, which is a start to developing information related to the aquaculture industry. That map over there particularly is showing potentially these areas. So what really the purpose, I think, of this right now was just to start a conversation. I think we're going to take some time now to go around and look at these maps. I'll be around to answer questions. Folks who have been working with us on some of these projects are here in the room as well. One thing that I think is really important is the final note up here on the slide, and I really want to dwell on that for a second. A lot of the information that we're collecting, and there's a lot more than what you see up on the walls right now, is available publicly online through basically an online ocean atlas. It's a thing called the Northeast Ocean Data Portal. In the presentation, and this is what it looks like when you open up that website, it's open and available for all to take a look at. And I really hope that folks do that. There is more information than what we've collected here. There is more information, you know, continuing forward to develop additional products as necessary through the outcome of this conversation about goals and actions. More can be added to it. Importantly, you'll be able to do a couple of things when you go online and take a look at it. There are some pre-made maps already, so if your interest is in maritime commerce, you might see examples or information that looks like the stuff on the wall over behind Nick, et cetera, for energy, recreation, et cetera.
There's also, though, the ability to go online and actually start adding layers and clicking on different layers and adding them up and overlaying them, essentially acting like a real GIS system. So you can do some of that if you wanted to see, for example, well, kind of interested in how some of these layers might add up. You can go do that online. And so we think that's a really important sort of tool, in part because it's one way that we really do want to be transparent with this, the results of this, all of this work. Go to the data portal for folks to take a look at on their own. So I'm going to stop there. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. So we'll take a couple questions, and then mostly we want to take those questions walking around and chatting with the maps. And John and Nick, and I don't know if Matt is willing to also be one of our listeners. Great. We're going to have Nick over here. I don't know which way. Nick somewhere, John somewhere, and Matt somewhere, and they are going to be kind of answering questions and listening for your comments, and you're going to be able to just chat about what you're seeing and what you're thinking, but also if you have suggestions, ideas, gaps that you see, you can share them verbally, but the best way to make sure they're captured is to write them down on these post-its, like we have bright colored post-its in each area, and just stick them on the map so that we can make sure we compile those. So there were a couple questions just to get some clarity.
My question is, like for example, what is the time snap for the ship traffic? And my second question, are all the databases, particularly where there's movement involved, constricted to the same time window?
No. It's a great question, and the answer is it varies. So, and if you take a look at the legends that are up here, and in some cases the legends are small, which we apologize for, but I'll just cover it quickly on some of that information. The boating activity is specific to one season, 2012. That vessel traffic is 2011, single year. The fishing maps back there are roughly 2006 to 2010. I think in one instance it's 2007 to 2010, so it's a combination across years. The natural resource data, I'd have to go look at the specifics up there. The point is it does vary, in large part because a lot of this is really drawing from existing information that is out there, maybe doing some things to visualize it a little bit differently. So it is also reliant upon the time span for which that existing data is available.
And we're collecting more data. Like, we have another year of this being processed right now, and then we have additional data over there that's being processed.
These are a work in progress, and that website is going to keep getting updated with new information. Yes.
Well, one map that I didn't see that I think would be really helpful is to have a map showing where the major sources of pollution that are running into the bay and the whole state, the whole Bay of Fundy, Bay Gulf of Maine, and then we could plan what are you going to do about that. I would think a big part of oceans planning is planning what the hell are we going to do with this problem. I would like to see that addressed as part of the overall deal. I don't know if it is or not, but I think it should be.
So if I could, just really quickly. So when you look at the goals and actions document, there is some language in there that relates to that, and that kind of feedback that we would love to get, because obviously the mapping stuff is really important and you need to do it. Obviously, though, also we are limited and do need to do some sort of level of prioritization. Mm-hmm. What mapping we decide to pursue will in part depend on goals and actions that we collectively decide on. So that's very helpful information, is my first point. My second point is that there's a lot more on the portal than what you see here. So, and in a lot of cases, what we've done is gather information from existing sources. So there may be other places where that information could also be easily cobbled together.
So all suggestions like that, welcome. Yep. We are going to take about 25 minutes now, and as you're milling about, you can look at any and all of these maps. Again, give comments.